This is Vatican News. Pope Francis will visit flood-ravaged Mozambique during a three-nation apostolic journey in September. Mozambique, in the southeast of the African continent, is struggling to begin a recovery and reconstruction process after the devastating cyclone Idai and ensuing floods in March that killed more than 800 people and displaced at least 1.5 million. Mozambique, in the southeast of the African continent, is struggling to begin a recovery and reconstruction process after the devastating cyclone Idai and ensuing floods in March that killed more than 800 people and displaced at least 1.5 million. Despite the nation's abundance of natural resources and fertile land, it remains one of the poorest countries in Africa, with at least 65% of its population living below the poverty line. Corruption, poor governance, and political and religious strife continue to impoverish the country and create division. These are realities that Pope Francis is well aware of, as demonstrated by his gift to President Filipe Nyusi when he visited the Vatican in September 2017, a split medallion held together by an olive tree and engraved with the words, "Look for what unites, overcome what divides." Sheila Pires, who was born in Mozambique but works as a journalist and radio presenter at South Africa's Radio Veritas, told us that the people of Mozambique are in urgent need of the Pope's message of love and unity. She also revealed that Francis's solidarity and friendship has already made a big difference to the country.
When we had the big floods in Mozambique in the year 2000, at the time Pope Francis was still... He was still an archbishop in Argentina, and he has always held the people of Mozambique close to his heart. He has this very strong friendship connection with the Cardinal Emeritus, that's Julio Langa. So because of this great friendship, he was able to fundraise enough funds to restore the city of Xai-Xai. He was able to help that city rebuild, because remember, Xai-Xai was submerged, mm-hmm. was underwater, and everything was lost. And it was the Cardinal Emeritus, who at the time was only an Archbishop of Xai-Xai. It was him who helped restore the documents of the church, the history of the church, of the people there. And so Pope Francis has always done a lot for Mozambique. And as you saw recently, he again made a huge donation towards the affected countries. So Pope Francis coming to Mozambique, in a way, it's a blessing, because presently, I speak of Mozambique because that's what I know better.
You're originally from Mozambique.
I am from Mozambique, from Xai-Xai, born in Xai-Xai, funny enough. And so Pope Francis coming there will help with the tensions. The country is divided. We have political instability. You know, the Renamo and Frelimo have always had conflicts. In fact, it was in Rome where they signed the peace deal.
With Sant'Egidio or mediating, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you think of Pope John Paul II's visit to Mozambique, the sort of impact it had at that time. And it was around that time that we then had a peace deal, remember? So now, again, Pope Francis coming back to Mozambique will be the second pontiff to visit the country. And everyone is looking towards him that he'll bring this sense of unity. And I said this jokingly to a friend, as much as it's not a joke, but if you look at what has happened with Cyclone Idai, it broke the bridge that connects the south to the north, right in the center of the country. And conflicts are between the south and the north. And that bridge collapses. That's a sign that it's time for people to stop looking at all these other divisions and actually be one, unite and be together again and rebuild the country and love one another and stop with all these divisions, all these conflicts. Because for many years, the North has felt marginalized by the leadership. Mind you, Frelimo has been in power since the exit of the Portuguese. We've never had any other political party in power. Mm-hmm. There's always been allegation of corruption. Every election, there's always corruption that happens. We don't have facts, but we have such talks. And as a result, we have these conflicts in the country. and we have that division. And presently, the fact that the North is quite rich in mineral resources, that's creating more division, because all of a sudden, government has its eyes in the North. But who is it benefiting? Is it benefiting the people of the North or just a handful of elite? And hopefully Pope Francis will instill that that thought of let us do the right thing. If we're going to invest in the North, let it benefit the people of Mozambique, not just a handful of elite people. Presently with the cyclone Idai, funds are coming in from different places. Again, corruption is coming into fall. Certain individuals are taking this money into their pockets. Never mind the fact that we have a former finance minister being judged in South Africa, whether he goes to United States or back to Mozambique. Never mind that fact. But corruption is still there. So there's a lot that needs to be done, and hopefully Pope Francis will be able to sit down with our government, with the people of Mozambique, and let us come back to that sense of common sense. Let us have common sense and let us do the right thing for the country.
That was Sheila Pires, a journalist and radio presenter at South Africa's Radio Veritas.